We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
727. So, Josie, if you were to strap me up on Sunday with like electrodes or something where you could tell my visceral reaction when Carson Wentz comes out to the field,
yeah,
it would be intensely negative to the point where you would say I probably need therapy.
Yeah, we would be concerned.
Because he's weak and I like strong, especially in the mind.
Yes.
And that is why we have summoned from the Centers for Sports Psychology, the legendary Dr. Joel Fish. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everybody.
Doc, I can't stand Carson Wentz. Do I need therapy?
Well, I'll tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 10 in terms of dislike for this guy. I'm always interested in why the feeling is so intense. I think a lot of people are kind of against Wentz because of not what happened, but some of the things he said and some of the things he did. So we're going to learn a lot about his mental toughness this weekend, Angelo. We'll see if he's learned anything. A mentally tough attitude will be like, bring it on, Eagles. I'm playing against my former team. I'm at home in Washington, and a less mentally tough attitude will be if he comes out and plays really tentative.
Well, I want to explore the mental toughness from the aspect of whether or not they're honest when they speak, all right? Because Carson Wentz is a phony. You understand, Doc? He's never respected the fans enough to be honest. And I want to illustrate this. Yesterday in D.C., he's talking about it, and he wanted to say how great it was when he played in Philly. Listen.
A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, obviously we had a lot of success there. You know, winning the Super Bowl up there was pretty special. Being a part of that was pretty cool. It's quite the city, quite the fan base, quite the experience. I'll definitely cherish my time there.
All right. That's all lies, Doc. He begged to get out of here. Why does he feel he needs to lie? If you're mentally tough, can't you be honest with people?
Well, I think if you look at Carson's track record, there's the public Carson and there's the private. He always was really close to the vest with his answers. He's always really programmed. I don't think you find out about somebody's mental toughness what they say on a public interview. To me, mental toughness is your ability to overcome adversity. And to me, mental toughness is being able to play well under pressure. In fairness to him, he showed that at certain times, particularly in his second year when he was in an MVP season before he got injured. But his track record since that point, in that definition of mental toughness I mentioned to you, hasn't been that great. So I don't go by so much what they say. I go by how they perform under pressure and their ability to deal with adversity.
That's a horrible response.
Yeah.
Judge, are you with me?
Yeah.
No, listen, Doc. When they're speaking, they're indicating an insecurity. When you're afraid to be honest with people, you're not secure enough in yourself to be honest with people. It is a tell. It's a major tell. How could you miss that?
Well, I just will stick with what I said. I think
it was incorrect.
Angelo, at the pro level, it doesn't always show insecurity because these guys are sort of programmed to respond in a vanilla kind of a way. I think the actions and behaviors of a person or what really show mental toughness when they're on the playing field. So personally, I don't read that much into interviews because I don't think that necessarily is a window into somebody's security or not.
Well, I would like to illustrate with a guy I also hate desperately, Ben Simmons, a more honest way to respond to that. Because he was on J.J. Redick's podcast. The entire podcast is released today, but they gave you a little snippet.
A little bit, yeah.
And tell me if this isn't a more honest way to deal with another guy who quit on Philadelphia and ran away.
People in Philly just want to have something to say about anything, man. Like, everything. Like, literally everything. You know, I post a picture of a car or a dog. I got reporters saying, you should be in the gym. Like, come on, man.
He's saying to us that we are looking for something to bitch about, Doc. That's more honest than what the other guy said, isn't it?
Well, it's taken him 2 years to get to that point, two-plus years, Angelo. And again, there is a maturity factor when it comes to this, and I'm not saying Ben Simmons is showing that, But I just will I believe that over time, he's now giving an answer that he should have given 2 years ago, 2+ years ago. And yes, it's a little more honest, but also I believe in these public settings, you're programmed to answer a certain way. I just think your actions and behaviors, as well as what you're saying to people behind closed doors, are really the way you find out what somebody's truly feeling and thinking.
Do you honestly believe that he had mental health issues that required him to leave Philadelphia? Or do you think he used that as a means to get out of here?
I don't know him, so I'm just speculating like everybody else. But I believe that when you perform a certain way during the regular season and there's a significant drop like you did in the playoffs like he did, that's an indicator of pressure and stress. And I also believe that his behavior after that, which was so tentative and avoided dealing with the public, and then he goes to Brooklyn and avoids being able to play there, those are signs to me that there's something going on underneath. There's a deeper problem, and my goal in that situation is to get to the root of it, because the actions and behaviors to me just indicate that there's something deeper going on there.
One last thing, Doc. And I always love talking to you. I just want to push back a little today. But here's the thing, Doc. Who, knowing that booze are cathartic, okay, that they help us to balance our own mental health, who deserves bigger boos, Simmons or Wentz?
Wow. If it's a cathartic thing?
Yes.
Right now, since Wentz is playing against us on Sunday, I'd go with that. But I'd also focus on the flip side with how mentally tough, and I'd be cheering as we have been for Jalen Hurts, because this guy's overcome adversity. He's shown his ability to play with pressure. So on the one hand, if you need something cathartic, Wentz is out there. Let's boo. But we want to be cheering for the mental
Hold
toughness
on.
That
Ladies
Hurts
and gentlemen,
so far also.
Dr. Joel Fish has given us a prescription, and it is to boo Carson Wentz. Brilliant stuff, Doc. Centers for Sports Psychology. Always an honor, Doc. Thank you, pal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.